The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, streaming radio 24/7, and go out to motivationmuscle.com and download the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle and also our free 30-day ebook. You will not be seeing them on the site. There will be obviously something at the top with the name ebooks most likely to click. We are in transition with a lot of things right now on both sites, but we don't feel that's something that we need to have clogging up the site when we're going to put out some super duper material shortly and other ways to inspire you on both sites, believe me. So go out there and download those for free. Just give us your email and away you go. Think and act. Secondly, go out to motivationandmuscle.com/category/podcast. Go out and look at all the shows that we have out there. I believe we got over 650 now. That's for 2 years. That's a ton of podcasts, and I've let off the last few months due to a lot of considerations we got to make with the company, the business. And if you would like to contribute to the show, you can go out to Patreon and put out any type of amount you want to for each show, or you can go to my PayPal account at fiorellobarbell@nicap.rr.com, and obviously you can donate to the show because we are in tons of transition and there could be some major announcements coming up. But once again, you know, it's back and forth. There's going to have to be lawyers involved here, et cetera, et cetera. Very exciting times, but we're very lean here. So anything you could help out with, we would greatly appreciate because we feel, well, I feel that I have the best product out there. And if you know my plans, it's going to be bigger and bigger and bigger. And of course, we have the greatest family. And everybody on here who does shows with me, obviously, their family, but they are tops in their field. So be on the lookout for all that stuff that's coming up, and I appreciate anything you would do for me and the company. I'm trying to think what else. I believe that might be everything. I mean, you know we are the Alpha Male Radio, and you also know that we connect your brain to your brawn. One other thing quickly, too, go out to the FBC blog, FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Look at all the new blogs we got up, not only myself, but people like Kelly Johnson. Martin Janzix has been doing video of stone lifting. Frank DeMeo contributes, a number of people. And we're going to get bigger and bigger with that, too, down the road. So take a look at that, too. Well, I'm solo again today. And obviously, if you've been paying attention, we've put up some exceptional ones with Steve Slater on Stone Building Part 1. And we did a great one I put up today with David Whitley from yesterday called Mind Rage. Tomorrow we'll have Kelly Johnson up. She is the first time, so it'd be an introducing, we call that. She's somebody, I'm telling you, that you're going to reckon with down the road. And I'm going to pat myself on the shoulder. It was because of Motivation and Muscle she decided to create her own blog. She's an exceptional person. And we are glad to have her on board. She is going to get very involved shortly with a project I have coming up. And there's some other things she and I have discussed down the road. So, being I'm on my own, I love doing this. I love connecting with everybody. I'm going to talk about a subject called Hot Pursuit. Hot Pursuit, to me, is obviously there's something on your mind. It could be on for weeks, days, decades. Something or someone that you want to get involved with. And for me, I'm just going to use two things that I always use here, FBC and M&M, and get to Scotland, Wales, and Iceland this year. And it's all going to hinge, obviously, on turning this business around and making it not only equitable, but very profitable, which we as I've been talking for the last year, have been working extremely hard, diligently to do, and it takes time. That's the thing. There are no quick fixes with a new business. You're going to learn a lot of trial and error, but the thing is, you never give up your pursuit of it, and you have to pursue these things with, it's almost like you almost have to be mindless at times to keep doing this. And when I say mindless, I mean everything that goes on with you, in your head, all around you, things said to you, you have to just keep plowing ahead and almost have tunnel vision, as they call it, because to pursue something, it's got to be something that is squarely on your mind, ingrained in your brain, and as we said yesterday, it's got to be somewhat of a mind rage. You have to want this more than anything in the world, and you will do anything to achieve it. And that all comes down to your dreams. Are you going to make that dream your reality? And if you are, you are going to have to pursue this like nothing you ever had. Think about the things in life you wanted. You know, let's go back to when you were younger and you wanted to go out with a girl, or a girl wanted to go out with you. Did you ever notice, like, when you're so fixated on something like that, nothing else in the world matters? Everything to a point is going to suffer in some ways to get to that person that you really like. And some people meet them young, date them forever, and marry them. I mean, this all happens. But regardless what it is, your pursuit's got to be hot, hot, hot. So we're going to talk about motivation and muscle. Dream I've had for a long time. I was told by multiple people, "My podcast, nah, they're not worth it. You know, why do you want to do that? You know, they're not going to be anything that lasts." Well, if you look at all the statistics, it's slowly but surely replacing radio. And I didn't listen to those people, and I'm glad I didn't. And I built this thing from the ground up. Yes, it did help that I have IT background, and it made things a lot less painless in my pursuit of this. But it's like everything. Bumps, 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 bumps. Go through them. Deal with them. Be passionate. Never lose that drive to do it. And as I said, that hot, hot pursuit. You need to have that to succeed. Well, here we are a little over 2 years later. This show is getting everywhere. The contacts that I'm making, the people that are finding me, you're going to see more and more new people coming on the show, along with all of the great people we have on here from the last few years. It's just right now, I am in hot pursuit of doing some major things, not only with products here, but also we have a big deal that could happen in the works, which would make this just outstanding. And I do believe I could land on my feet. How quick, I can't tell you. But it would be a hell of a thing to get to move this place even further up the chain. And as I've told everybody, there's things I want to do with this show that would make your head spin. And slowly but surely, we're doing it. It takes time. And when you got to deal with people, sometimes schedules don't, you know, match up. There's a lot of other things going on behind the scenes when you're doing things like this that, to a point, I have no control of. You know, I don't know if the schedule will work for XYZ, or, you know, they say they're going to be there and they don't show up. These are things I can't control. They frustrate the life out of me. But the one thing I always remember in my pursuit of this dream is I'm not going to let it go. See, it doesn't matter what you do to me. I might not like it. I might, you know, even get upset. But you know something? It's not going to change the outcome. And the outcome is, it is to have your hot pursuit and land right on it. That's that. You know, motivation, muscle to me is the springboard to everything here. We have helped so many people. I get notes all the time. I'd love to read them, but you know something? I don't need to brag. I'm very proud of myself and everybody around me and all the people that have achieved from this. And this is my plan, and this is working out the way I've always wanted it to. I want you to leave here inspired, no matter what it is. If it even means, you know what, you get up a half hour earlier and you just read something or listen to something that's beneficial, you know what? That's the start. That's the step that you need to take to get to the next step. And the next step, before you know it, you're working out. Before you know it, you lost that 20 pounds you couldn't get rid of for the last 10 years. Suddenly, your relationship with your wife or your husband and your kids is starting to open back up again. Suddenly, you're not ignoring each other anymore or on the phone or on some other device. You're starting to find the things that mattered to you a long, long time ago are all coming out. And I'll tell you right now, I believe that we need to start connecting again. And that's one of the reasons I think this show has done so well. Because not only is it connecting all different styles of people, genres of movement, exercise, lifting, but I think it's, in my opinion, you're starting to have a really good look at the human race again. Because it's very hard not to like a lot of the things that are going on in today's world and the way things are publicized. And a lot of people get caught up, and it stops them from what they want to do. That's what we're talking about with hot pursuit, man. Hot foot, move it. And then, you know, we talk about something that means the world to me, obviously, you know, because of business and having to invest everything I've got in this. You know, I have not been able to go away and lift stones. You know, I have a date in Iceland to get the Húsafell and get around the 50 meters and finish that job and go back again if I want. But the biggest thing is to get to Latra, which ripped my bicep. That's on the other side of the fjords in Iceland. You've got three stones, huge, and it was the big one that got me. You pick them up, and you got to lay them on a larger stone, all three, and you walk down these stairs, and the Judas stone is there, and then you have a big column stone that you got to get off the ground. It weighs around 600 pounds, and the thing that is so slick about there, and I've described it before, you're very close to the ocean, and that water is just cracking and coming up and hitting you. It's incredible. The scenery looks like, you know, everybody loves Vikings, it seems like, these days. It's just like something out of there. The water looked like green. It was absolutely beautiful, and it isn't pollution either. It is absolutely breathtaking, the way it swirls and comes up at you. You know, those are the things you need in your life. You need the testing, the you know, did I want to tear that up? Heck no. No way. But you know what? When you want to play with big toys, big things can happen, good and bad. You won't see it as good in the onset of the injury, but you will find solace in it. You will learn, and you will become better, I promise you. Not unless you decide just to throw your hands up in the air and quit. I don't see any quitters that are involved with the show or any of our family out there. Yeah, you can take it on the chin, we all have. I take it on the chin constantly. But you know, after a while, you don't mind taking it on the chin, because when you go and get hit on the chin, you're throwing a left and right at that opponent. That's what you got to look at. You got the knockout blow to do it. Is a knockout blow going to be the thing you need to succeed? And you will need that, believe me. So that is one of the biggest things. I mean, as a man right now, especially, I would love to be able to get away right now, but I can't this moment. But when that comes, that is going to be one of the sweetest things ever. Can you imagine going there with my good friend Martin Janzik? We'll meet up with Stevie and many other people that we've talked to over the year. You know, meeting in Iceland, getting that stone, filming that stone, doing a podcast. Then we go to Martin's homeland of Scotland. How great will that be to go lift all those stones, to film all that, to talk about it, to interview people? This is a trip of a lifetime, and I have no idea. I think I've read about two or three famous stones in Wales, and Martin wants to go there. I mean, we've talked about, and he said that wouldn't be a problem at all. I might go live in Scotland for a month. And I can learn from the best there as far as stone lifting, because I don't know everything. These guys are stone lifters. I'm a stone lifter, but not to their degree. I mean, I'm doing a lot of other things, which they do too. But these guys are just, you know, dye-in-the-wool stone lifters. And how great would that be to meet up with them and get some cues on how to train stones? I mean, it's a trip of a lifetime. And I've said before, depending on what's going on, we could end up organizing a trip, and everybody will go over and meet in Iceland, and we'll go from there. I mean, let me tell you get an opportunity like that, I don't care what you can lift or not lift. Go over there and just test yourself on some stones. Be around the guys. Be out in the middle of nowhere, man. I mean, you'll feel history run right through your veins. And that right now is what I need more than ever. I want to taste the feeling of lifting again, lifting big objects, man. The air, pumping that big air into your lungs, being around all these gents that, man, you know, we're all fighting for each other. We are an army out there. You know, doesn't mean if it's an army of 2 or 10. We're taking everything on. We're taking everything in. Hey, guys, do you hear me? Girls? That's what it's all about. You know, let's get out of the comfort zone for 2017. Let's go do some things. Let's take that hot pursuit and go after whatever it is you want to do. If you want to lift stones, come with us if we do that. Doesn't matter. You don't have to lift a 418-pound stone. If you can, all the power to you. Maybe you lift a 280-pound stone. The feel, the girth, the power, the strength, the honor, the ability to be with like-minded people that understand what real strength and power and character and well-being and support and loyalty for everyone you're associated with. So when I talk about hot pursuit, that's two of the things that I'm in pursuit of. Obviously, the other things is we're going to build an empire here. I want to be a multimillionaire in 2 years. I know people will listen to us and say, that guy, he's out of his mind probably. I am out of my mind. But I'm out of my mind to go out and prove to myself that I have the stones to do this no matter what. And I want to do it. I love to do it. And I'm pushing myself like I've never pushed before. And I will tell you this, if you haven't heard this before on Eminem, go out and do something on your own. Go out and pursue your passion. If it's a 300-pound squat, don't let anything stop you. Get in hot pursuit. Learn how to eat. Learn how to sleep. But most of all, train. Too many people are out watching video and worrying about this, that, and the other thing. Hey, you know what? Eat when your body tells you to eat. Sleep when you feel like you need to sleep. And get out there and get under something heavy or over something heavy and pull and push for your life. That's what it's all about. As you attain this, you will attain more and more things. So I can never say enough about hot pursuit. We will keep talking about these different things that I love to get into, and I hope you all enjoy it because I love sharing this with everybody. You know, you can go out and just create, sacrifice, evaluate what you want to do, and you know what? Maybe if we put everything together, maybe we'll see you in Boston, where I always board Icelandic Air. Maybe we'll all meet in Boston. Wouldn't that be great, 2017? You talk about hot pursuit. You talk about men, training, being together, manliness, what it's all about. Going out in the middle of nowhere and making your mark. Making your mark. We all need to do that long before we leave this earth. And, you know, eventually we've got some stuff, other things planned. We could be doing multiple things in the next few years. So hop on board. I hope you enjoyed this. This is what it's all about, everybody. Get your sons and daughters interested. It's a great thing. Get them interested now. Teach them history. Teach them things that you want to pursue. This is the way we need to go with everything. We need to capture people who want to become better. Think about that. Better, better, better. And always remember this. There's nothing like hot pursuit. This is Motivation Muscle streaming radio 24/7. Go out to motivationmuscle.com. Check out the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle. Free ebook, also to the 30-day program, another free ebook. Go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. And I'll tell you this, just go out and look at that vault. That vault will change your life. If you're really interested in changing your life, I'm telling you right now, you've got it right at your feet. Take advantage of it. Let us know what you think. Let us know if there's something I can do for you. Or get somebody specific in here you want. We can do anything here. We can do anything. We are in hot pursuit all the time. Also, go out to, Stitcher and iTunes. Give us a 5-star review. That's what we've gotten. I thank everybody for that. Also, too, if there's a show that you would like me to specifically do, myself, Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.R.com. Don't forget AHA Radio. We're on multiple directories on AHA. That's what all the cars that have, the new cars all have capability for podcasting. And I believe Alpine is making one aftermarket too. Go out to AHA, subscribe to Motivation Muscle, and you got us in your ear 24/7. That's what you want to do. Keep doing that, I'm telling you. Also, too, I already said that if you need to get a hold of me, you know how. And I'll leave you with these things. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to say hello or give them a smile. And that's what I say my mother says. But it all goes together. Give 5 inspirational words. You can change a life. As my mom says, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. If you're going to lift it, bend it, break it, trash it, squat it, pull it, push it, whatever you want to do. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. As the great Hoos of Steel Stone Crusher says in Blood Red Domination, we are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. No one will ever clip our balls. And as the great Russell Fur says, who's been listening to Eminem from the very beginning and has been on the show, when I listen to your show, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. We will say that for till the end of time here. Could be 28, could be 38 years. Depends, I guess, how long I'm going to hang around here. But we're going to be here for a long time. It's just so great to talk right now. I'm just fired up. I love it. And I hope it changes your life. This is what I've always wanted to do. Join our family. Be part of this whole thing. Also, too, Frank Klein, greatest college professor. Repetition, repetition, repetition. Excuse me. My dad, be a leader, not a follower. Be a leader, not a follower. And my good friend always, John Ridge, chiropractor. It's been almost 3 years this year. We've lost John to cancer. He'd walk everybody to the door and say, keep smiling. I dare you say those two words and not smile. John would be very pleased that I've carried on his legacy. And I love all three of those men. They were so influential, especially John, right to the very end with the business and everything. I could never pay these men back other than to make them proud, and I know they are. Also, too, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 of your friends or more, because we're coming. We're not going to knock on the door. We will put our foot right through it. Join the family. Join our family. Be part of something big. Also, too, you know, I love talking about this, but I'll tell you what, being part of this revolution is huge. I don't know if everybody understands what's happening here, but this place has gone further in 2 years, I bet, than just about anybody on radio. And with what's in the pipe right now, who knows now where it could go. We have an opportunity possibly with 3 million people right now. That's the stuff that's going on here. So, I guess in that point, it is just, it's, you know, we talk about the hot pursuit, but man, this is just what life's all about. Taking risks, taking gambles, not worrying about what everybody thinks, man. You got to be your own man or woman. Get out there and do it. I'll tell you what, you know, like with Kelly Johnson, who was on today, there's somebody that listened to the show enough that gave her enough grit, which I know was in her to begin with, but just gave her that little push to create her own blog. I love it. I mean, how can't you love being a positive factor on someone and many someone's? It's all important because there's too much of that crap out there where everything is this, that, and the other thing. Don't listen to it. Come aboard with us, I promise you. 28 years of the best life you could ever have. So everybody, this show will be up in a couple days. I want to thank you all for listening. This is Eric Fiorello, obviously, of Motivation Muscle. Go out and do something really big this week. Seriously, stretch the boundaries, stretch yourself, and most of all, Be the best you can be, because I know you can do that. Thanks, everyone, and you all have greatness, and we will talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.